Peace, everybody. You're listening to your host, Light Darcel Turner. I'd like to share something with you about a vision board that I created. I don't know if anyone does that still nowadays, but it's very powerful. And I'm not talking about creating a vision board on your laptop or, well, that helps, but you know, a vision board on your iPad or anything electronical. I think it's much more powerful to have that vision board independent of anything that's electronical. A vision board that's on paper, that is cut and pasted on, you know, on a poster board. I think that's much more effective. And if you can hang it somewhere in your bedroom, on your wall, so when you're asleep, your higher self can see it as well, and the universe, you know. And make sure it's like on the wall where the window is, so that when the sun comes in, it gives it light, you know. So I'd like to share with you, because I created a vision board. Oh, actually, I went to a vision board party in Brooklyn on December 27th, 2018. That was last year, a little less than 5 months ago. And it was amazing because I cut and pasted a lot of different things. I added words like discipline, focus, healing, the healer. I put up all of my desires to be a successful publisher, to have my books on the bestseller list. The career part, I added that in my on my vision board. I added travel. I added the things that I wanted, like, you know, in my other post, you could hear the engine and the car that I was driving. It was a Honda CRV, but it was very old. So you couldn't really hear, maybe you could hear what I was saying, but you can hear the car in the background because it was so loud. But I trusted that I would get a new car. And I always kept, I put it out into the universe that I'm getting a new car this year, 2019. That's what I always put into the universe. And just wanted to share this with you guys, because vision boards are very real and it's very powerful, and it's really about what you believe. So if you believe that vision boards are real and it works and it's powerful, then so be it. If you believe that it's fictional and it's just a figment of our imagination and it's just whatever, it's just a piece of paper that you just put on your wall and it's not going to come true, then so be it as well. It's really about you and what you believe and what you put your energy on. So in my vision board, I added just a lot of different things, you know, career, successful career, more keynote speaking this year. I wanted a Mercedes-Benz. I wanted a few other things, you know. But that was the car. That was the preference, you know, that I wanted, was a Mercedes-Benz. So I'm going to share this part with you. Let's just go to the Mercedes-Benz part from the Honda. So my car was breaking down consistently, and I needed my car because I need a job. You know, I need to work. So in order to, for me to work, I need to have a car. And if my car breaks down, if I don't have a car, then I'm out of a job, you know? And, it's amazing because I went into a few car dealerships, and I went to the Hyundai, I went to Honda, and I went to Mercedes, and they all, well, Hyundai said that they would approve me, and Mercedes gave me the approval. It wasn't any banks that approved me, because my credit score wasn't where it's supposed to be. So Hyundai, I went for Hyundai because it's like, you know, it's practical, economical, all of those wonderful things, and it would save me money on gas, whereas the Mercedes was a little bit smaller than the 7-seater, but it was a 5-seater. So the guy, he assured me that I would get my Hyundai, and it didn't pan out. The next day I got a call from them, and they're saying that they denied me, and they were very sorry about it, and so was I. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? And I just feel like, you know, it was amazing because I felt like the universe actually followed what my heart was, what my desires were. And that was on the vision board. It said, you know, Mercedes. It didn't say Hyundai. It said Mercedes. So I was forced to get the Mercedes because they were the only ones that approved me. So I thought that was a blessing in disguise. And now I can talk to you guys in a quiet car and share, you know, inspirational things with you all. I would like to say that I'm halfway finished with my vision board. There's a lot of things that came to fruition. A few weeks ago, I got back from the Bahamas. It was a free trip. I went on my first cruise. So I'm so grateful. And I believe, you know, and I encourage you to believe. And even if you're listening, you know, you'll be blessed too. I'm putting that out there. So I have a few more things in my vision board before it's time for me to create a new one. And look where we are. We're only in the fourth month of the year. We're not even halfway through the year, and I'm halfway done with my vision board. The universe is real. The universe listens. Whatever you put out there consistently and you believe, it's real. It will come to fruition, trust me. Now, I'm waiting for my husband to find me because I'm not looking for him. He's going to have to find me. So that's going to be interesting before the year is out. Other than that, I wish you all, you know, all of your dreams and your desires to be fulfilled, because that vision board is no joke. I strongly suggest you put up a vision board if you don't have one already, because the vision board is very real. So thank you for listening. I was your host, Light Darcell Turner. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and just know that dreams are real. Everything is magic if you believe it. Talk to you soon. Peace and love. Hey, you're listening to your host, Light Darcell. Oh man, I'm just thinking. You know, when people say life is short, I don't like to hear that. I like to hear life is precious, but life, as I think about it, it really is short. You know, and our health and time is so important. You got to take the time to take care of your health so that you can live and feel your best. You know, so important. And I'm just thinking about regrets. That is the worst thing I would ever want to feel in my life, is regrets. And I have a few, but I'm tackling them things down. Like, for instance, performing. I truly enjoy performing. And I felt like, you know, I'm older now. I need to just put that in the back of the back burner and just like let it go and just, you know, just let that dream die. But I can't, because it's in my heart and it's in my soul, and it just keeps tugging on me, it keeps nudging me, it keeps poking me, it bothers me, you know, it haunts me in my dreams, and I have to do it. I love it. I love to perform. I can't just be in a box of just being an author, a box of being a healer, a box of being a mother. I can't just remain in a box of being a doula. You know, I can't remain in a box of being a writer. I'm so many different things. I just cannot be boxed in. I'm pretty sure a lot of you can understand what I'm saying. So I say that life is short. And a few times I came close to death, and I'm so grateful that I have, that the Creator gave me another chance, many chances. And now that I am aware and conscious, I will fulfill my dream and what's in my heart, no matter what people say, no matter what people think. It doesn't matter anymore. It matters what I feel, because I'm the one that have to be haunted with this nudge, this poke, these dreams of me fulfilling that goal, you know. And I feel that everything will tie itself in. It will. So healing can come through the performance. Anything that I put my mind on, it comes to fruition. And I just wanted to share that with you all. So I'm saying, if there's something that's just been racking your mind, your heart, your spirit, listen to it. Follow your heart. When you follow your heart, you'll never have regrets. Please remember that. When you follow your heart, no matter how bizarre it may seem, how weird it may sound, don't worry about that. Follow your heart and you will have no regrets, because no one wants to live with that stuff. Regrets? Oh my gosh. I don't like it. I don't. It don't work with me. So have an awesome, awesome day. And you are listening to your host, Light Darcel. Be blessed. Peace. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to Light Darcel. I'm going to try to make this as short and sweet as possible. I'm driving right now, and as you can hear, the car is pretty quiet, right? From the last post that I had made, the last episode, I was talking about the car and how loud it was, and, you know, and I was just putting it out into the universe that I would get a new car. Well, I got a new car, you guys. A 2019 Mercedes-Benz, and I'm so grateful. So now I can drive and talk to you guys at the same time without the loud noise in the back of my old car. So I just wanted to share with you guys that, you know, life is so precious. Life is not as long as we would like it to be. So I think it's best that we all enjoy our time here. Make the best of our time here. Be as kind as possible. Be our best selves, okay? I know you're not perfect, neither am I. But with repetition, with consistency, with practice, we can get better than we was yesterday or a minute ago. So I just want to just put that out to you guys to just love yourself, you know? Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Never stop dreaming, you know. Don't stop dreaming, because it's very real. It's so real. This is a magical planet. We live on a magical planet, and we're not taking advantage of all the things that's on this planet. We're so busy destroying and disrespecting, not all of us, but some people are so busy destroying and disrespecting, they're not taking advantage of all the blessings that's on this planet, you know. Too many people are walking around sick when they could take advantage of the herbs that's growing from this planet. The natural resources. You know what I mean? Like they say in the Bible, let thy medicine be thy food and thy food be thy medicine, or vice versa. But it's true. All the things that we need to keep us healthy and to keep us strong and alive is in the foods that we eat. The whole foods, not the packaged stuff, you know? So I just want to just, you know, throw that out there. Today is a beautiful day. Today is May the 16th. May the 16th. And I just want to just, you know, send you all love, light, blessings. Don't give up on your dreams. Continue to love. Be kind. You don't know what someone else is going through. Be kind. You know, and be inspired. When someone is getting their blessings, just know that yours is right around the corner. Stay inspired. Be happy for other people, because you would want them to be happy for you. So with that being said, thank you for listening to Light Darcel. I was your host, and have an awesome, incredible, uncommon, loving day. Peace.